listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. A new report released today from Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum takes a close look at teachers in the city of Milwaukee and the surrounding counties. The report is called Taking Attendance, and it identifies trends and patterns in the teacher workforce, including how the adoption of Act 10 affected teachers.
Joe Yato is with us now. He's a senior education researcher at Public Policy Forum and the lead author of this report. Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, we mentioned kind of the Milwaukee area. Can you spell out the scope of the report? What area are we talking about here?
Sure. We look at the four-county metropolitan Milwaukee area. So that includes Milwaukee County, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha County. Altogether, that includes 53 school districts.
And big picture, what kind of things did you find out about teachers in those counties over the last handful of years?
Well, we started by just quantifying and asking how many teachers there are. And I should be clear that this is public school teachers. Mm-hmm. That does include charter schools, but it does not include private schools because our data source came from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. And altogether, in that four-county region, there were a little more than 14,000 teachers. When we looked at how that changed over time, pre- and post-Act 10, we saw that the region lost about 700 teachers over that time period.
And looking at the numbers, 700 teachers were lost in the Milwaukee School District itself. They account for the bulk of that teacher loss. Is that right?
MPS certainly took the brunt of that that reduction, although there were 28 of the 53 districts also saw a decline.
So one question I guess that would leap to mind is, are student populations going down in those districts and teacher numbers are going down to match that?
We have seen a reduction in student enrollments, a slight reduction, but the loss of teachers outpaces and is disproportionate to the decline in students.
So Milwaukee Public Schools in particular lost proportionally many more teachers than it lost students.
That's right. So over the five-year time frame, MPS lost about 4.4% of its student population, but lost about 14% of its teacher workforce.
So that's raw numbers. You also tried to look at the experience levels of teachers. What did you find when you broke that down?
We found that the largest group has less than 5 years of experience. So that makes up about a quarter of all teachers have less than 5 years of experience. We also looked at the age of teachers, and the average age is 43 years old. And one striking thing was that the average did not change over time. So what we see is that districts are hiring less experienced, but not necessarily younger teachers.
So they're hiring less experienced teachers. What are we seeing with the more experienced teachers? Are they leaving the district, retiring earlier?
We saw a large decrease in teachers aged 55 and over. So that part of the workforce declined by 20% over the time period. And that was kind of an expected outcome associated with Act 10. Many of those teachers had been in the profession for a long time, and their exit helped to bring down the overall average experience level of the workforce.
Talking to Joe Yato from Public Policy Forum. He's lead author of a new report on teachers in the greater Milwaukee area, Milwaukee County, surrounding counties as well. And you just mentioned Act 10, Joe, and I know it might be hard to paint a causal link everywhere, but this was a snapshot before and after Act 10 was implemented. What kind of effects did we see it happening on this teacher workforce?
I think you're absolutely right that we can draw correlation, but certainly can't say causation with the data that we have. But we did see that reduction in the number of teachers. Another thing that Act 10 did was with the removal of the union pay structure, it created a free market of labor where teachers could move from one district to another, essentially following higher pay and benefits. So we've heard anecdotally from school and district leaders that teacher mobility was a big issue. We looked at that in our report, and we found that of the teachers who were teaching in 2009-10 school year, who are still teaching 5 years later, only about 6 to 7% were teaching in a different district. So we found that teacher mobility was not, in fact, a widespread issue.
And this was viewed in some ways as a positive or a negative. A positive, maybe. It allowed teachers more flexibility in where they worked, gave them more options to move from school district to school district. But the fear was that wealthier school districts could poach, in effect, teachers from less wealthy districts. So neither of those hopes or fears seem to be coming to fruition.
Not in a widespread manner. Even for some hard-to-fill positions like special education and science teachers, we don't see a large number of them switching district to district.
Another factor you try to figure out was the diversity of the teacher workforce in these four counties. What did you find there?
The teaching workforce is not especially diverse. Teachers of color comprise just 11% of the workforce, although students of color make up about 44% of enrollments in the region. Of the 53 districts we looked at, there are 16 that do not have a single minority teacher. Some of those have high populations of students of color. So there's a disproportionate impact there.
Let's break that down a little and focus in on Milwaukee public schools for a moment. How did the diversity picture look there?
The teachers in Milwaukee Public School were actually the most diverse of any district we looked at, but still, even there, only about 29% of their workforce are teachers of color, compared to their student body, which is 86% students of color. So even in the most diverse teacher environment, it still pales in comparison to the student body.
And then in the other counties outside of Milwaukee County, you mentioned some districts had no minority teachers at all, or in other cases very few, but still some minority student population.
That's right. For instance, there are 172 teachers in the Port Washington Saukville district, all of whom are white, despite having about 11% of their student enrollment being students of color. A little closer to Milwaukee, Cudahy has about a third of their enrollments being students of color, and of their 186 teachers, only one of them is a teacher of color.
Why is that an important factor to look at, the diversity of the teaching staff and how it compares to the diversity of the students?
There's research to indicate that students of color being taught by a teacher of the same race can have increased academic achievement. And those results are especially strong for low-performing students. There's other studies that suggest that teachers of color act as role models for students and hold students of color to higher expectations and standards.
We're talking to Joe Yato, lead author of a new report on teachers in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. It's called Taking Attendance.
We're taking your calls on this. How did Act 10 affect the teachers in your school district? If you work in a school, have you seen more experienced teachers leaving the profession? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up the discussion and get to your calls after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. We're continuing our conversation now about a report out today looking at trends in the teacher workforce in the Milwaukee metro area. We're talking with Joe Yato, lead author of that report.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. One of the findings in this report, a lot of more experienced teachers have left the districts, the profession. Is that happening in your part of the state, in the school your student attends, in the school you work at maybe? What is happening in your area? Call 800-642-1234. And the role of Act 10, do you think it changed the morale picture, the compensation picture enough to lead people out of the profession, keep people from getting into it in the first place? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Joe, that issue of younger teachers getting into the profession, I know you didn't go into that specifically in your report, but you noted that when these experienced teachers aren't being replaced necessarily by kids just out of college, but by less experienced but average age teachers. Could that be part of it, that pool of new teachers isn't coming in?
That's something that we did not look at this report, but we do plan on focusing on another report in this series. It will be dedicated specifically to the teacher pipeline, just simply to answer the question, are we facing a teacher shortage in the next few years? So we will be looking at enrollments of teacher preparation programs around the state, as well as the number and percentage of the workforce who are heading towards a what you might term a retirement zone in the next 5 to 10 years.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Kaylee on the line in Milwaukee. Kaylee, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Kaylee?
I'm a teacher at Milwaukee Public Schools, a very large high school, and I just wanted to comment about the number of teachers leaving and the dropout of young teachers.
Yeah, are you seeing a lot of that at your school?
Yes. We are very desperate for teachers, and I'm extremely worried about starting this school year tomorrow, and we don't have any teachers to take up our classroom.
And Kaylee, what are you hearing from the teachers who are leaving? Why do they say they're done?
There's a lot of violence at our schools. I think that's one of the main reasons. Having a lot of support from the administration is not really present in such a large school, and I think that young educators aren't prepared as much as they should be.
Kaylee, thanks a lot for bringing that up. So as you mentioned earlier, Joe, in your findings, a lot fewer teachers in the Milwaukee Public Schools in particular. Is this something unique to that district with the issues that Kaylee just mentioned of concerns about violence and not enough support to deal with those particular issues there?
I think there are issues not unique to Milwaukee Public Schools. It's things that we're hearing are concerns at other districts as well. But I do want to touch on one of the things she mentioned, and that's she felt teachers had a lack of support. One of the things that research points to as key in high-performing schools are the roles of principals and school leaders. And I mentioned a third report, but this will also be included in a future report from the Milwaukee Public Policy Forum, is that role of school and district leaders.
Kaylee, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Paula with us in Milwaukee. Paula, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Paula. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had two comments. I wanted to say that, one, my daughter, who has been a teacher for 8 years, did not leave the profession, but she did, however, choose to leave the state as a direct result of the impact of Act 10 on teachers. She did find employment in another state, which is great, and it's really sad because she was a teacher who managed to have all of her students meet or exceed the benchmarks that are required of her A-12 students each year. And two, as an adult who works with many of the high school age students, I not only don't encourage them to go into education, I actively discourage them from attending university in Wisconsin in the field of education because their outlook is so bleak and the morale is, in general, pretty bad.
Paula, thanks for calling. So a bleak picture painted by Paula and her daughter there, Joe. I don't know if you have that kind of anecdotal information, but is this a common theme, you think, about from teachers and people around them?
I think it's we do hear anecdotes. We try to stay away from anecdotes and stick to data and what the data tell us. That decline in teachers, we mentioned before, we can't say it was caused by Act 10, just that there's a correlation, but there are certainly any number of factors that contribute to that decline in the number of teachers over the last 5 years.
And this sounds like the exact sort of thing you'd want to look at in that teacher pipeline study. If people are actively being discouraged from going into the profession to be educated for the profession in the first place.
That's correct. We've reached out to a group of human resources officers at districts from around the region and plan to continue working with that group around some survey and exit interview data about why teachers are leaving their districts and why they're leaving the profession.
Paula, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234 as we talk with Joe Yato, lead author of Report on Teacher Trends, focusing on the greater Milwaukee area, Milwaukee County, surrounding county, the districts there. You can join in from anywhere in the state and tell us the story there in the schools. 800-642-1234. We have John on the line in Madison next. John, hi.
Hi. I wanted to say that I was thinking of going back to school for teaching just about the time that Act 10, or just about the time that Scott Walker got in office, and then I was told I had an aptitude for it, and after Act 10 got passed and all the backlash and fallout from it, it just didn't seem like the right thing to do at this moment.
John, thanks a lot for the call. So there's that pipeline issue again, Joe. You're doing this report presumably for the benefit of the schools, in part for their future. What are you hoping, Joe, that people take away from this and your upcoming studies to address these issues of the teacher pipeline, of the loss of experienced teachers, and more?
I think the first step is to know whether or not it's an issue. And our research, both this report and the future research, will address that just by quantifying how many teachers do we have, how does that compare with school enrollments, how has it changed over time. And with that knowledge and with the knowledge of what the pipeline looks like, our goal is to present that to school district leaders, to stakeholders, and to the public at large, to have a larger conversation about what we want our teacher workforce to look like. Public schools schooling in general and teachers in those schools are a fundamental part of our community, and we need to continue to have teachers in the classroom for the health and vitality of the region.
Back to our callers now with Joel in Holman. Joel, hi.
Hi. I'm just curious if any other fields were looked at in this research, just because, like, for example, I work in skilled trades, and we have seen a huge decrease in the amount of viable workers and people in the trades. I hear the same thing from nursing friends. I hear the same thing from IT friends. So I hear a lot of people that kind of want to associate this with Act 10, but the teaching field is not the only field that we're seeing reductions and loss of skilled workers.
Joel, interesting point. Thanks for bringing that up. And Joe, you mentioned that this is a correlation. It doesn't prove that Act 10 is the cause. Is it possible that a loss of teachers, a teacher potential shortage, could be part of a wider skills gap that people are talking about in the state, not something unique to the teaching profession?
We chose to focus squarely on teachers and educators with this piece of research. It's possible that there are is a wider reduction. I know that there are organizations both in Milwaukee and Racine that are partnering school districts with the business community to try to provide a cradle-to-career pipeline to make sure that students going through have the skills necessary to hold jobs, not just those currently available, but what the jobs of the future will be like.
Joel, thanks for that call. Tony is with us next in Madison. Tony, hi.
Hey. Hi. My wife is trying to return to the teaching industry. She was a 17-year teacher. She is well qualified, and she can't get a job, and some of her friends are in the same position. Public schools won't hire her, often being told, "We love you, but we want a more moldable teacher." She had a long-term sub position where she was her student teacher got the job over her as a long-term sub in the Madison School District, and the student teacher wasn't actually qualified to teach the class.
Tony, thanks for that call. I don't know if you got into this, Joe, and I know you didn't look at salary issues because it would have made the data a little tricky to work with, but is there any sense in what you saw that schools might prefer a young teacher, maybe cheaper, more moldable than that older, experienced teacher?
We did not look at the individual HR practices of districts, but we do think that that there is a shift, as I mentioned, towards hiring less experienced but not necessarily younger teachers that we did see play out across the districts.
We'll leave it there. Joe, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Joe Yeadeau. He's a senior education researcher at Public Policy Forum and lead author of Taking Attendance, a new report on teachers in the Milwaukee area released today. You can keep the conversation going and keep sharing your thoughts over at the Central Time Facebook page. You've got a link there to more information about the Taking Attendance report, and you can tell us what the story is in your part of Wisconsin, in your local school district.